God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. You know, I've often had a bad habit of asking what when I actually heard what someone else stated. Oftentimes, you know, I've been in a conversation and it's just a reflex. It's just instinctive. I'm being lazy and I'm prepared to say what when I actually know what was said. Sometimes if the person delays in repeating themselves, I will go ahead and answer the question because I realize, oh, I actually heard that. When I was a kid, my mom used to say, okay, well, tell me what I just said. And that was an embarrassing moment because I was caught. Either I had to risk the displeasure of my mom, or I had to acknowledge that I actually heard what I was asking to be repeated. Sometimes we do that with God. Sometimes we're so busy asking that we don't hear an answer. And we need both in order to have a conversation. Colossians 4:3-2 puts it this way, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. So I'm to keep on praying. Don't stop. And I am to watch in the same. I'm to be vigilant. I'm to be on the lookout. Now, I need not be lazy. I need not be sleeping when I ought to be praying. I need to watch and pray that I not enter not into temptation. But specifically here, I'm to watch with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. In other words, observe your answers at least as readily as you observe your needs. Paul was in prison, and even there he had reasons for which to be grateful. When I am looking for an answer, I am as on the ready to see an answer as I am to see a need. Gratitude is the result, and blessings and confidence come. Let me ask you something. Is it easier for you to be aware of a need or to be aware of an answer? Well, for me, if I'm hungry, I know it. If I'm cold, I know it. If I'm scared, I know it. If I'm worried, I know it. If I'm poor, I know that. And so I don't need a list to remind me the things I'm in earnest about. I pray about those things, and I do need a list for other things perhaps, but on those things, it's a need I'm aware of. But an answer, so many times, I don't have a gratitude list, and I can forget those things very readily. There have been times where I've been praying earnestly for something I needed, and then it was almost as if God reminded me, Rice, you didn't even thank me for what I did last month. So what happens when I observe answers as readily as I observe needs? Well, what happens is, in progression, recognition, hope, and motivation. Recognition. I'm not suggesting you see something that's not there. I'm suggesting you pay attention to the answers God has actually given. Be alert for them. Watch in prayer with thanksgiving. So recognition. Recognition leads to hope. My prayer was answered yesterday, so I hope that God will provide tomorrow. And I can live 3 days without water, perhaps, but I can't live one moment without hope. Being grateful helps me to be motivated then in prayer. Recognition leads to hope. Hope leads to motivation. In other words, I recognize that there's a living God, and thanksgiving fuels prayer, just as prayer fuels thanksgiving. In Psalm 116, a man who was to die but did not, God spared his life for the moment, said, what will I render to God for his blessings to me? And the answer, I will pray. I will give thanksgiving as well, but I will pray. I pray tomorrow because God answered yesterday. I will say, in closing, that the more definite my prayers, the more obvious and encouraging my gratitude. So today, be aware of your needs, although that probably is fairly easy. Today, look out for, be watchful, be vigilant for answers. Observe your answers to prayer at least as readily as you observe your needs, and you'll find yourself growing in the matter of prayer.